Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We got a full studio of people, I guess. A virtual studio, per se.
That's right.
A little chat room. Old Yahoo chat. Yeah, we're on here. No, we're not.
We're going way back.
Cool. We're on AIM talking to each other, firing it up.
There we go.
But we got Josh back here with a new do, looking good.
Mm. Yeah. Fresh.
If you hear any scratching noise, it ain't his hair messing with his microphone.
Yeah.
How did you shower right after you shaved it off?
Yeah, I did. And my wife, even though she was gracious enough, because at first she didn't want this at all, and I was like, "Look, you got to honor it." She's like, "Well, if you're gonna do it, I'm gonna be the one to do it." Mm-hmm. And I think she took some slight joy in this.
I mean,
did she have to get the vacuum out in the bathroom to clean it all up?
She did. She did. She was so nice and she cleaned everything up for me. It was very nice of her, but I'm pretty sad. Pretty sad.
I should have had you go somewhere and get a wig made out of it.
Oh, dude, I can't. So, yeah, and then I would have shipped it to you along with.
Oh, I know. I would have hung it up in my house.
What are you drinking out of?
This is my new water bottle. I got it for my birthday.
What
does it? Oh, is it the one that like says like keep going? No, you got this.
Yeah, are you going to the gym now? What's going on?
Let's not be crazy. I don't get me wrong. I run a little bit, but I'm just trying to drink more water. So one step at a time, baby steps. Baby steps to the elevator. Baby steps outside.
Yeah.
What about Bob? What a good movie.
Never seen it.
What?
I never seen it.
Richard Dreyfuss, Bill Murray. Just watch it. It's great.
People were giving me flack because I've never seen Top Gun. They were getting real upset about it.
You've never seen Top Gun?
Nah.
Go away.
What?
Why are you I just didn't really find it relevant.
It's not good.
Meg Ryan?
It's like the best bad movie of all time, except for Days of Thunder. That's the best bad movie of
all
time.
Oh, I do love Days of Thunder. I have seen
those aren't bad movies. Those are 80s movies. No. They're not bad. They're just 80s.
They're bad movies, but they're great.
No. All the 80s movies were that. Me and the wife watched RoboCop the other day. Not really a good movie, but oh, man, RoboCop did people get their heads blown off.
Great movie.
When did Top Gun came out before I was born, so that's why I didn't see it. 1986.
What does that matter?
1986? I mean, come on, that's...
I've seen
Wizard of Oz came out before you were born, too, but you've seen that. Jungle Book came out before you were born, you've seen that.
Have I seen The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, get out of here. Come on
Did you
now.
Have a childhood? What happened?
You've seen Jungle Book. Okay, there we go.
I've seen Jungle Book, like yeah.
That? You've seen Cinderella. You've
only,
seen these movies.
Only because of my kids I've seen Cinderella.
Okay.
Yeah, Cinderella's, well, no, Cinderella's not the best one. Sleeping Beauty's the best one, but whatever.
I've never seen Sleeping Beauty.
Ugh, Aurora and Maleficent?
I've never seen Snow White.
Well, no, Sleeping Beauty's better now because they gave you a Maleficent backstory.
No, Sleeping Beauty was better back in the day. Period. Dot.
All right. Are we going to get to some football? Right. What do you guys?
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. We'll get into a little bit of news because we haven't talked about all the coaching hires. I got to try to remember what we have talked about because it's been a 2-week layoff. And then we're going to get into our 4-week segment, a look back at the leagues. Mm. So this week we got the Beast of the East, AFC and NFC East teams. There's some surprisingly good fantasy people out there that you forget about. When we're just talking about the big wigs out here. Miami had quite a more bit. I was like, Miami, I'll have like two people talking about it. And then I started looking. I was like, oh, there's a lot here to look at.
Hmm.
Based off ADP and then where they finished.
Yeah. Intriguing. Yeah.
So absolutely. We'll get into all that in a little bit. But let's talk about these coaching hires. Or do you guys want to talk about LSU? Do you guys want to talk about Odell, baby? Dude can't catch a break.
I don't care.
He's trying
that.
To break up a little skirmish because some security guard in New Orleans wants to yell and say, you guys can't be smoking in here, even though the headline, the top picture on ESPN is Joe Burrows with a big beep Joe hat on his lap, smoking a big old cigar was the thing on ESPN's little cover photo, but other people are smoking, so the guy's like, you guys can't smoke in the locker room, can't smoke in the locker room. Odell, who just gave cash out on the field to players, handing out just bills, after the national championship, he comes up and gives the officer a little smat on the butt. And now the New Orleans Police Department has issued a warrant for his arrest for assault.
That's ridiculous and unnecessary.
Let me see all the times Nick Saban has given after he won a national championship good games to the security guards around him. Let's just look that up. I know it's happened more than once. No, Odell getting a bad rap.
Let's throw him in jail. That's where he belongs. He's a criminal.
Why? Because he stole a paycheck from the Browns this season?
No, I just wanted to have a different point of view. I don't really even feel that way. I don't care.
LSU dominated in that game.
He did.
Clemson kept it close enough just to keep me awake.
Burrows was ridiculous.
All right.
That was not a great game for him, but he still completed 60% and had 5 touchdowns in the air.
Yeah, and that's already making things happen because the LSU offensive coordinator already got a job in the NFL.
No, he wasn't even an offensive coordinator. He was the passing game coordinator.
Whatever.
Wait, what is that?
The LSU offense.
No, he was the passing game coordinator. Like, he was basically a QB's coach.
Okay.
And he's already an offensive coordinator. Good for you.
Kellen Moore did the same thing. So, yeah, hire him. Who cares?
Fire him up. Another offensive coordinator got hired as well. Your boy, Jason Garrett.
Who's the Giants OC now.
Yeah.
The Giants OC? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Eric.
Cool.
So you still get to see him.
I get to see him sabotage Saquon Barkley, Evan Ingram, and Darius Slayton. That'd be great.
Now the story will be, because he'll beat you guys. And now the story will be, oh, look, he knew all of Dallas's secrets.
Yeah, because Mike McCarthy will probably run the same vanilla offense that Jason Garrett ran. So
Of course he is, because he said Kellen Moore is still going to do play calling in the Cowboys offense.
And going to keep this, not even going to change the terminology.
No. So bad. I hate everything.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys got another figurehead coach.
I don't know. I thought Lincoln Riley was going to be the guy, but at least somebody to fire up some new stuff there. But oh well.
So the Browns did get themselves a coach. Kevin Stefanski is the Browns head coach.
Yep.
The OC from the Vikings, right?
Yeah. Yes. And he was the OC for the Jaguars, or was it the Jaguars the year prior?
I do not know.
Ben McAdoo?
He was the Jaguar. No, Stefanski. But he is the head coach there now. What do you guys think this does for the Browns offense going forward?
I think it's good for Nick Chubb. They had a run first offense with the last couple of years with Dalvin Cook. So, yeah, hand the ball to Nicky Chubb.
Yeah, I do think it is going to be good for the running game, but
I think it's good all around.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. You said you were going to say something? What?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I think it's going to be good all around because, honestly, I think he got fired from the Jacksonville Jaguars, I believe.
Yeah.
When they were, like, the past happiest team in the world. Then he comes to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. But it's going to be good for him. I think it's good for Odell. It's good for Jarvis Landry. Should be good for Baker if he can get some play action, get a better design. I mean, is Kirk Cousins really that great?
No.
Baker Mayfield can be Kirk Cousins. But Baker Mayfield can be better than Kirk Cousins, right?
With
a play-action game like that?
I think he can be.
And Odell Beckham better than Stephon Diggs?
Yeah. Easily.
Jarvis Landry better than Adam Thielen?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say Nick Chubb's better than Dalvin Cook, but
easily.
Say what you want about Cousins, though, but he was way more accurate than Baker this season. And if Baker doesn't get that accuracy back,
Baker had a good stretch in the middle of this. Baker had a good stretch in the middle there.
Yeah, he can be accurate when he wants to be, and maybe a running game taking some pressure off him will help. But they still need probably a little help on the offensive line more than they need anything else. So,
yeah. What about Kuechly? Yep. Kuechly retired.
Good.
Luke Kuechly did?
That dude's,
yeah.
That dude's got so much soft nugs going on.
Yeah, he's had a lot years of concussions.
Old. 28 years old, he retired. It's crazy.
He's a great linebacker, but I don't blame him, man. He took a beating over the years.
Oh, man.
I do want to talk about the playoffs, what's been going on there. So
what,
all
you
the home teams won
everybody?
Last weekend. Yeah, me and you jinxing everybody. And every home team won this past weekend except for the Baltimore Ravens, who got throttled by Derrick Henry.
They got Derrick
I'm just
going to
say Derrick Henry.
Yep.
With in fantasy, as a fantasy wise, because we can say what we ever want, with Derrick Henry having this amazing end of season and postseason run, is he going to be way overdrafted? Is he going to be a first round pick next year?
Yeah.
Yep. He will be. And I would be extremely wary of it because how many carries did he get in the regular season? Does anybody know?
38,000.
Because he's about to get, let's see, if he cracks another 30 this week, he'll be well over 120 carries in 4 weeks, I think, or something like that.
Yep.
So what's the magic number for running backs? 350? 400? We saw all those backs in the early 2000, mid 2000s. They broke like 350, 400 carries, and they all fell apart. So I'm worried about it.
I am really worried too because he's going into his fifth year. This is his last year on his rookie deal as well.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
The Titans could cut him to save money still. I'm not saying they will because I think with what he's been doing in the playoffs, they can't do that now. But had they won and done it in the playoffs, I could have seen them trying to sign him at a lower deal.
Sure.
Because he'd have been a restricted free agent, and like somebody else who had more cap room could have came up and got him.
Yeah, but now he's going to get a Zeke deal. So
now he's going to get a great money because if they win another game and go to the Super Bowl,
yeah.
If they were to win the Super Bowl, let's just say right now, Derrick Henry would be the Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he's going to carry the ball 45 times.
Yeah,
His legs might literally fall off in the middle of the game, but he's going to touch the ball as many times as they can give it to him.
Yeah, Garoppolo will never see the field. Ever. I understand that we're thinking that the Packers might go, but come on. It's going to be the Niners.
I'm not saying anything because me and Eric are just straight up jinxes, so I'm not picking teams because we picked the Saints and the Ravens, and they both won and done us.
I have told people to take the Packers +7 if you can get it.
So now you go. Niners
just
win.
To cover. They're not going to win, but just to cover.
Niners win.
Okay. But, yeah, that's what's going on in the playoffs, and I think it's going to really shoot Derrick Henry's value up. Who was the running back for the Eagles that had the really good Super Bowl game, and we started drafting him early, and he did nothing?
Was it Corey Clement?
Deuce yes, Daly. That was it. No, Corey Clement, that was it. Whoever said, oh, Corey Clement, he had a good game. He's going to be – and you guys remember, who was the Louisville – he played for Louisville College. He was on the Patriots, won a couple of Super Bowl MVPs.
Lawrence Maroney? Oh, no.
Deion Lewis?
Corey Dillon.
No. No, I can't think of it. The wide receiver, though. He won like two Super Bowl MVPs, and everyone's like, oh, next year's going to be his year, but he only played well in the Super Bowl.
Deion Branch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was terrible with
fantasy-wise.
Didn't he go to Tennessee after that? I think he was bad. He was really bad there.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just those things. It really can affect your fantasy outlook. Any other news you guys want to talk about? Jay Witt may be coming back, may not. He doesn't know what he's doing yet, hasn't made a decision.
I don't care about
retire Jay Witt. Stay away from that dumpster fire, buddy. Enjoy your retirement. You're going to be a Hall of Famer in a few years.
Oh, we'll get into him in a little bit, too, with the Beast of the East look back.
Let's get into it. He was quality this year.
You guys want to get into this? We're going to start off with a powerhouse of a team. We're going to start with the Buffalo Bills.
Mm.
I'm going to do the AFC first, then we'll do the NFC. So we got Buffalo. The highest drafted player on their team was Devin Singletary with an ADP of 84.
Okay. That's okay. Fair.
He finished as RB32.
Ooh. That's pretty good value, though. If you drafted him in the 80s?
Not really. RB32.
Oh, 80th overall. In the 80s. Okay. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't get a lot of work because Frank Gore was there the whole time. Frank Gore, on the other hand, had an ADP of 152 and ended up as RB50.
Really,
neither one of these running backs were that good. Devin Singletary came on a little bit better towards the end. But
now I'm curious what running back he was taking.
Yeah, I didn't look that up. So we have John Brown.
Ooh, smoke show.
Was 136. Finished as wide receiver 20.
Yeah.
In PPR.
Sure did.
That's so right. This is where you're gonna see the value. Is actually these two wide receivers. Cole Beasley, 159 ADP. So probably not even drafted, depending on what your league setup is, because that's like 15th round, and most people taking defenses and kickers by then.
Yeah.
He was wide receiver 34. And you're like, oh, wide receiver 34 is not that good. But if you're in a three wide receiver league, that's a starting wide receiver. He could have been a flex guy. He had some games there in the middle.
Yeah. Wide receiver three. Games. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, Devin Singletary now, was the 35th overall running back taken. So yeah, he didn't do very well.
But he was about right where his
yeah.
He finished about with his stuff. Now Josh Allen, ADP 145.
Okay. Did he finished as a QB one, right?
Oh, QB six overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
With those rushing numbers. I don't know if he still led the league in rushing or quarterback rushing touchdowns, but I know he led it for a long time.
He was close, yeah.
It's probably Lamar, right?
He was the 21st quarterback taken.
Yeah, and he finished six. That's wow. good. It's great value.
And this is why we say don't reach on quarterbacks is because of this. Yeah, well, and Lamar Jackson was probably undrafted when we get to him too.
We also have to remember though that several big name quarterbacks went down. So
that's fair.
Yeah, but that's going to happen every year. I know Andrew Luck retiring really probably screwed people.
Big Ben. Drew Brees
being hurt for a little
bit. Big Ben.
Especially because of the timing of when Andrew Luck retired.
Yeah. It was right during draft weekend.
Right.
Yeah. What a bum.
Okay. So probably the most disappointing team in fantasy, the New York Jets, for this, what we're going to talk about today.
Sure. That makes
sense. I didn't even put Sam Darnold on this list because I didn't even want to talk about Sam Darnold.
His mom didn't put him on the list.
186.
From what I'm looking at. What is ADP?
ADP was 186, 25th overall exactly. quarterback.
Well-deserved.
Yeah. So, and he probably finished about QB 24, if you look at it.
But what about Le'Veon? That's what we came here.
So Le'Veon was ADP 8.
Mm-hmm. How's that and ROI?
He finished the season as running back 16, and he didn't even seem like he was doing that well.
He did not.
Well, you know what happens whenever Adam Gase shows up. He takes all the talent, and he says, I don't want to use you. Look at Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker, I think, finished as a wide receiver too, and Adam Gase didn't know what to do with him.
Don't be stealing the thunder of the Miami Dolphins.
It's
we're getting there.
We're bridging.
It is related. No, it is bridging. So the wide receivers, though, for the Jets. Jamison Crowder was 75th overall player taken. He finished as wide receiver 39. He had some games there towards the end that made him a little better, but it took so long for him to get going. By the time he had his games, there was nobody was rostering him.
No. Robbie Anderson was the guy to have at the end of the year. So.
That's what I'm saying, Rob. And then on the flip side, Jamison Crowder was 128th, finished as wide receiver 26. But at the end of the year, he was doing nothing. He had some great games at the beginning where we were all in love with him because he's like, he's getting 18 targets.
He did.
PPR, I don't care. 18 targets. He's going to catch at least 8 of them.
Yeah, volume is king. We say it all the time. You're right.
And then I just put some honorable mention guys. Ty Montgomery and Chris Herndon, they're both 157, 158. And neither one of them were even worth talking about their rankings. Ty Montgomery, everybody thought Le'Veon was going to get hurt.
I did.
And throughout the year, Le'Veon was having those MRIs and scopes on his knees and everything. But nothing bad was happening with it. And then Chris Herndon was suspended, gets hurt right before he's supposed to come back from suspension, and just tied in landscape.
Yeah, that happened. That did happen.
So the Patriots. Man, did people overvalue Patriots players.
You don't say.
A lot of overvaluing of Patriots players. So the one shining example, Julian Edelman in PPR. This surprised me. He was the 36th player taken. Do you know where he finished as wide receiver, Josh? In PPR, Julian Edelman.
He was wide receiver. Probably 15th.
Seven.
Yeah.
Wide receiver 7, Julian Edelman. Surprised me. I was like, what? Oh.
Yeah.
I was surprised he was that high.
He won't next year. He's going to be in jail. So
no, next year, soft nug might get the better of him. I don't think he's going to be around too much longer.
He just hopped up on drugs and jumping on cars.
He's Wes Welker 2.0, man.
The Patriots don't know what to do when the second week of the playoffs start and they're not playing games.
It's true.
That's true.
They don't know what to do.
They're not accustomed to it. They should ask the Cowboys what they do every year.
Mm.
Sit on the couch. Uh-huh. Now, Sony Michel was the 37th player taken and finishes RB31.
Oof.
Talk about your...
This is in PPR, correct?
In PPR, yes. Okay. So Sony Michel had the great end of that year last year where he was running all over people going to the playoffs. Good playoff run again. And then nothing.
Can't really say I'm surprised. The offensive line was real bad this year. Yeah, I mean, I can't say I'm surprised at all.
The offensive line was bad. They had no downfield passing game.
Gronk was gone. Their one receiver was Julian Edelman. And then the Antonio Brown thing didn't work out. They got rid of Josh Gordon, who decided to go and do drugs again. It's just...
Oh, don't worry. We have Josh Gordon's on this list as well.
Of course he is. All right, look, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, because it's ADP, so it's where your team you're on.
Yeah.
But we got James White before we get there, because James White was the 48th player taken. Finishes RB18. So still an RB2. Still good. Yep. What you want from James White in PPR.
Put him in that
It
flex.
Wasn't what he was last year, but...
Still is pretty good.
He solid in PPR, catching... With a lack of a downfield passing game, he was pretty much the outlet there. Now, Josh Gordon was the 52nd player taken in drafts. And for his ranking, I just put, don't ask.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's not good. Because he went to Seattle, didn't do nothing there.
Are you dying, Eric?
My whole family is sick.
Oh.
It's all that water. It's probably contaminated.
It's like the first show we ever did together. Where I barked up a lung doing that, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, Tom Brady was the 114th player taken. So he was, let's look here. Oh, I don't know, 31 spots above Josh Allen. He did finish as a QB1. He was QB12. QB12, QB12. But did it feel like it? Did it feel like it with Tom Brady?
No.
It did. It did. It absolutely did, considering of all the other problems that people had at quarterback this year. Yeah, it totally felt like that.
I don't feel like it. Like, week to week, you didn't feel like Tom Brady was going to be a QB1. I didn't anyway.
And towards the end of the season, we're going to start talking about guys like Ryan Tannehill, who aren't going to be that good because they didn't start the whole season, who you would have rather started. Ryan Fitzpatrick, who we're going to get into later. These guys that only started half a season and really were better for your fantasy team than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
If you just set it and forget it with Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
I also put Damian Harris and Khalil Harry because they were still drafted, both in the 150s, but big disappointments in the rookies for New England. It's that Josh McDaniels offense. Rookies don't really survive there, and that's the problem.
It's a good thing they keep wasting all this draft capital on him.
Yeah, right? Good Lord.
Well, Harry was injured for the most of the season, and he did show a little bit of flashes at the end of the year.
Yeah, but that running back that they drafted in the third round, you just said his name.
Damian Harris.
Yeah, he didn't even see the field for the most part. He was inactive, a healthy scratch most of the time. So.
Yeah, he doesn't play special teams. And who is the vulture running back that always gets the touchdowns? Not Rex Burkhead, the other one.
Devlin?
No.
Brandon Bolden.
Brandon Bolden, yeah.
Brandon Bolden.
Yeah. He plays special teams. That's why he's on the field. All right, let's talk about these Miami Dolphins, baby. Talk about busting up your ADP. These dudes just destroying their ADP, except for one. So, Kenyon Drake, ADP, he was a Dolphin when he got drafted. 83rd overall. He finished the season as RB17. And yes, it was mostly based on those 3 weeks, 4 weeks in the playoffs there, pushing him through. But he finished as an RB2. Kenyon Drake, he was unstartable for the first half of the year, got out of Miami, and then became great. Kalen Ballage, though, the 113th player taken.
Mm.
It took me a while to find him in the RB range. He was RB71.
Oh, my.
And he was a starting running back for a majority of the season for a team.
Yeah, I don't understand how you do that. That's so bad. And he was supposed to be pretty good, too, coming out of college. It's just...
When you average 1.3 yards a carry...
Yeah, this offensive line was bad, but they weren't that bad.
Now, you brought him up before, Devontae Parker.
Mm.
He was drafted 163. So, depending on how deep your league was, probably not drafted. He finished as wide receiver 11.
Oh, wow.
Wide receiver, the PPR.
I thought he was 2. Wow. All right. Good job.
Wide receiver 11. He finished above Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
Would you like to put your hair? Would you like to put your eyebrows on Devontae Parker next year, Josh?
After having the discussion with my children and explaining to them why betting is a bad thing, I don't think I'll be taking up any more hair bets.
And the best thing about your hair bet was there was nothing on the other end.
Yeah.
If you were right, you gained nothing.
Well, I would have gained my own self-assurance that I was right. I take a lot of pride in being right. But, you know, you got to be a man of your word. And that's why I am hairless. And it's rough. I went out and about and I had to throw in a beanie. It's cold air.
All right. So two guys that were probably also on the Dolphins that were undrafted pretty much, Albert Wilson and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Albert Wilson did finish really low in the wide receiver rankings, but he had a beginning of the season before he got hurt where he was looking pretty good in that Miami offense. Something to keep an eye on if he stays there and Fitzmagic stays the quarterback. They have a nice rapport, and he could be a good PPR wide receiver. And then Fitzpatrick finished as QB 17 for a guy that started week one, didn't start again until I think week six.
Where does Miami draft this year?
What about Gesicki? Gesicki finished as a tight end one, right?
No way.
He did?
Get out of here.
He did. I think he finished as 12, yeah.
Let me look it up here.
I don't believe it. Google it.
I think he finished 12.
Let me turn PPR on so you don't yell at me for that.
it matters, boys.
Miami picks fifth.
Tua. They're going to get Tua.
Did Tua declare?
Yeah, he declared.
He did.
So you got, for quarterbacks, there's Burrow, there's Tua, there's Justin Herbert from Oregon, there's Jake from...
Herbert's trash.
Jake Fromm from Georgia. Jake from State Farm. Yeah. So there's going to be some quarterbacks.
Cincy's the only team in the top five that needs a QB, though.
So Mike Gesicki finished as tight end 12.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He beat out the likes of Greg Olsen, Kyle Rudolph, Jack Doyle.
Hey, it counts. It counts.
Hey, Rudolph.
Hunter Henry is tight end 9, and he only played 12 games.
Hey.
Yeah.
And Jared Cook only played in 14 games, and he's tight end 7.
Have you heard rumors of the Patriots trying to get him?
Who?
Hunter Henry.
Yeah, I've heard. He's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, I've heard they're trying to get him. Let's see.
All right, moving on to the Giants.
Ooh, NFC.
Saquon Barkley.
Womp, womp, womp.
It's either 1 or 2, depending on really what you want to go with.
Sure.
It was 1.5, so I just rounded up to the number 1, because in most drafts, he was the first person taken off the board.
Makes sense.
He finishes RB10, which, if you think about the injuries he had this year, is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, really good.
Considering how bad that offensive line was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next player that was drafted off the Giants was Evan Engram. 57th player off the board. Tight end 18.
Well, it was the injuries. Oh.
But when you reach for tight end, you can't miss like that.
Nope.
57th.
Yeah, well, it happens.
So in a 12-team league, that would have been round 5 pick. What? 60 would have been 12. So, yeah. Late fifth round for a tight end. Yeah, you can't miss there.
All right, so there's 3 wide receivers for the Giants, Eric. Who was the highest wide receiver for the Giants, or highest ranked wide receiver to finish the season for the Giants?
Fantasy in terms of scoring?
Yes.
Probably Slayton.
It was. Darius Slayton was 37th overall. Golden Tate was 45th. Sterling Shepard was 49th.
Shepard was on the injury list quite a bit this year.
So. You need to flip those upside down for the ADPs, because Darius Slayton, 305.
Yeah,
not draft
pick 305.
Nobody
Golden
knew who
Tate
he was.
123, and Sterling Shepard was 92. Sterling Shepard did have that concussion at the beginning of the season, and then another concussion on top of that, so he was out for a while. Golden Tate dealt with some injuries as well. Then you had Eli Manning and Danny Dimes, who were both just miserable at quarterbacks. Somehow Eli finishes QB 40.
That sounds about right.
Sure, why not?
I didn't even know you could do that.
That's the story of Eli's 40? Entire career. Like, oh, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner? Sure, all right, why not?
Well, Danny Dimes was QB 24.
How many games did he play?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't, I mean, he didn't play at the beginning of the season, and then he didn't play some of the
end.
He turned
the ball over in every game he played in.
That's, yeah, that's crazy. QB 24.
But yeah, the Giants were kind of a little bit of a mess here. Darius Slayton was the breakout player. I just worry about a sophomore slump with him, with quarterback play, with offensive line play, new coach, new system.
See what they do in the draft.
No, he's going to be fine.
I'll tell you what, he's not going to be running a complicated Shepherd. Offense with Jason Garrett, so it'll be real simple. First read, feed him the ball. Just like Dak does to Amari. So,
what's going to be play action passes?
Yeah, sure.
Just all right, let's get into the Redskins. You guys want to do the Redskins? You guys want to do the Redskins really fast?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's see.
Darius Geis was the 70th player taken. He finished as RB69.
That's
he was injured. Oh, his knee play stings. Adrian Peterson was the 133rd player taken. So if you handcuff Darius Geis, good on you. He finishes RB33?
Ugh. So gross.
But, I mean, when you're talking about 12th, 13th round, like, whatever. Jordan Reed still getting drafted. Still not playing.
Oh, such a soft nut. He should retire.
And then the one great thing about the Redskins was Terry McLaurin, who finished as wide receiver 29. He was 192nd player taken off the board.
Okay. That's good value. Scary Terry. All right.
Finishing he'll above go much higher all next year. Of the Giants.
Okay.
So the Redskins, it was a mess there. We'll see what Riverboat can do there, but
where did anybody draft? Like, what was Haskins' ADP? Did you see it?
Oh, I didn't even look that. I didn't look even bother because I didn't want to dive in to find his ranking down there with Eli's.
You know how people get there. Like, oh, I'm gonna get on that rookie bandwagon early, and then you know they reach out.
Well, in a super flex, super flex dynasty, he was taken early, but
yeah.
You guys want to do the Eagles or them boys?
We're doing the boys next.
That's we have I got to.
Oh, there's a lot. Hey, there's a lot for the boys. They had a lot of people that stepped up. And
well, Gallup and Cobb were nice surprises. Gallup, and then, Cobb. Witten was solid. Witten, so.
Dak, Zeke. Zeke was the fourth player off the board. He was RB3.
Yeah. No, Zeke's a solid in year out. Dak Amari puts up Cooper. Great fantasy stats. He just doesn't do well in actual big games. That's
Amari Cooper was the 33rd player taken. He was wide receiver 10.
Okay.
And he didn't play a full 16 either, so that's really good. Tony Pollard, because remember this whole Zeke thing was going on. So Tony Pollard was the 83rd person taken off the board.
Okay.
He finished his RB53, which as a backup to Zeke, who's taking all the work.
That's not bad.
It's above Darius Geis.
It is above the juice.
Probably above Kerryon Johnson, too.
Oh,
they're all overhyped and they don't produce. So,
all right, you guys brought up
it's
Michael Gallup.
Darius Slayton, you produce?
No, Darius Geis.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He's talking about running backs. You guys brought up Michael Gallup and Randall Cobb. Michael Gallup was the 113th player. Cobb was 161, and they finished Gallup 22, Cobb 44.
Gallup finished at 22.
It's a wide receiver.
Yeah, he was
maybe
a wide receiver too.
Wow. Nice. Good for him.
Dak was a QB2.
Hey.
This year.
Yeah. Great fantasy stats. Just not – can't win a real game.
122nd player off the board.
I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming Jason Garrett.
I blame him. He's the one that has to execute on the field, regardless of what the play is called, and he didn't.
Dak played well this season.
But hold on here, boys. The biggest – Let's leave Dak alone, okay? Let's leave Dak alone.
I'm on his side.
Let's talk about Jason Witten, 276th player off the board. He finished as tight end 11.
Is that even drafted?
No.
No, God, 200 in a
so free agent pickup. You got a QB1.
Yep.
Tight end 1. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. 276, you're having to go like 25 rounds. I mean, so it has to be a super deep dynasty Hall of Famer, starter.
Like,
but he's tied in 11. So he's that guy that in this crappy tied in
landscape. Yeah.
He beat out Mike Gesicki.
Well, that's true.
Jason Witten's an easy 7 to 10 points every week. And if he gets you a touchdown, he gets you a tugger. You're set, buddy. You're set.
Little tugger.
All right.
Is it tugger or tugger?
It's either one. It's whatever you want, bud.
Okay.
You guys want to move over to the Eagles?
Yeah, not let's really. Do it.
We can't.
Okay. Zach Ertz, 33rd player off the board. So probably a second or early third round pick. Such he was tied in 4. What I want to do is I want to flip all the way down to Dallas Goedert, who was 158th off the board. He finished out at tight end 10.
10, yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas Goedert.
To be fair, they were the only two healthy pass catchers they had towards the end of the season there. So, yeah.
Yes. And even you had Alshon Jeffrey, who was the 71st person off the board, and DeSean Jackson. Remember, he started the season on their team?
Oh, yeah.
He was 119th off the board.
Yep. Everybody's like, oh, DeSean's coming home, man. He's going to stretch the field. It's going to be great.
He did. But he had that great.
I know.
Yes.
But he's also old as shit. He popped a
core muscle. He popped a core muscle. He John Rossed it. He was too fast for his body.
Poor John Ross. What a bust.
Okay, but hey, they put both...
a timestamp for my cuss.
I don't care.
Okay. Yeah,
that's fine.
All right. Sorry.
All right. Carson Wentz, 74th player off the board.
Trash.
QB10.
He was QB1?
He was, yeah.
He didn't feel like... Him and Brady did not feel like...
It was the injuries, dude. I'm telling you.
It was Drew Brees missing 6 games. It was
Big Bang going down. I get it, but geez, like there's not
Joe Does Flacco Dak feel went like down.
The Cam Newton best didn't play this year.
Flacco went down.
Yeah. What? Nobody cares about
Flacco. Jimmy Garoppolo was starting all season. Was just game managing.
Ryan Tannehill and Mariota splitting.
Who finished? Who were the 10 ahead of him? I need to know.
The 9 ahead of him.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Give me a second. 1 second. Let's stall for time here. All right. Your top quarterbacks in PPR format are Lamar Jackson, 1. Dak Prescott, 2. Russell Wilson, 3. Deshaun Watson, 4. Famous Jameis Winston, Mr. 30 for 30 himself at 5. Josh Allen at 6. Patrick Mahomes, only playing 14 games, but he'll still finish as QB7. Kyler Murray.
Sure.
QB8. With only 20 touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers at 9, and then Wentz at 10.
That's crazy. So, like, Cousins, 15. Rivers.
18.
Scarves. Well, Stafford was hurt all year.
Yeah, dude.
Brisket was hurt. Yeah. Jesus, man.
Minshew played in 14 games. He was QB 19. Baker played the whole season, was QB 20.
Garbage.
God, you remember that hype?
Yeah. Did I put pie on him being top 5 or top 7?
I don't know. We really need to start. We should write this down.
I think you did. We should probably
don't worry. I'm getting a pie for Sammy Waffles this weekend. The wife's ready to hit me. She's
Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill finished at QB 32.
Yeah, he did.
Taysom above Hill. Dwayne Haskins, above Marcus Mariota, above Joe Flacco, above Drew Locke, above Jeff Driscoll. Above Eli Manning.
That's all fair.
Is there a better vulture in fantasy
above
football
Nick right Foles.
Now than Taysom Hill?
He's the best.
He's the best vulture out there. He just plucks those touchdowns away from anybody you want him to get.
He was the best player in their playoff game.
Sadly, he was.
He was.
Mm-hmm. All right. Josh, you weren't here for our New Year's thing. Did you have any resolutions you're looking for in your fantasy New Year? That you're going to look to maybe change the way you do things, try to go away from stuff. I know you probably didn't listen to us, but like Eric said, he hates Dynasty and he should never get in Dynasty League because he doesn't give a shit about football after the season ends.
I don't care the offseason.
I think I got to get more into more Dynasty Leagues. I think I would rather do that. I like Dynasty a lot. I like the extra value you have with trading because all the draft picks and everything can make it so much more exciting. But, no, I think just staying more involved and then winning Jobu back will be something that means a lot to me.
No, are you gonna have next year, bud?
Are you gonna have a league with this belt, or is Eric just gonna keep it forever and ever?
Well, I talked to Eric about that. So we have a belt for our other league that's pretty much getting dissolved. We could pull that into the Dynasty League.
Oh.
Yes.
We could.
He needs to keep it this year.
It's up to Eric though, because it's his. He won it.
I'll go out on Tuesday and I'll meld this stuff out, but you guys.
Ooh. We could put it in for, you know, like highest scoring person that doesn't win a championship. So like Josh, you could win it in Dynasty.
I might just buy you out. I'm really thinking about it.
You know, I just felt
buy
like
you guys out.
Felt like I was a pretty humble winner last year. I don't see the point.
Sure you were. Yeah, you didn't brag about it all year. It's fine.
I was proud. But I didn't rub it in anyone's face.
No, but you brought it up every chance you got.
I was proud. You should be proud. You should be proud of your championships. Nothing wrong with that. You should go and smoke cigars.
I am proud of my championship. Now send me my belt, sir. Thank you.
I'll let you know how much shipping costs. What?
We'll do a little Dynasty segment since you brought up Dynasty right now. Just so everybody knows, Clemson running back Travis Etienne is going back to school for his senior year.
He was
a top four running back coming out this year in the rookies, and he is staying there.
Yeah, but that's okay because now I'll just have to draft another receiver that'll probably end up being great like I did A.J. Brown this year, so no big deal.
Did you start him?
I did, actually. I started him against you.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I ran into the Kenyon Drake buzzsaw, so that was pretty tough.
He was a buzzsaw.
And the Mike Thomas. Don't forget about Mike Thomas.
Oh, he was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. He had a broken hand in that playoff game, right?
Yeah, he did.
Still had eight catches. Insane.
Yeah, he's really good.
Monster.
He's very good at football.
He'll be the number one guy off the board next year for sure. No doubt.
Oh, no. You know what you ran into? Rashard Perryman. That's who you ran into.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's right.
There was like your team was a hodgepodge of like Kenyon Drake and Ryan Fitzpatrick and just
Rashard Perryman.
Just a jag.
In a dynasty league, you have to scour the waiver wire for those guys because everything's set in stone year to year.
I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I think he beat me. It is what it is. But his team was a hodgepodge of guys, it's a hodgepodge of guys that won a championship, so you can't knock it.
That's why I think keeper leagues are better because you can keep a couple of your core guys, but then you shake things up every year a little bit. So
we talked about that, but we wanted a full on dynasty.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just again, I wish I hadn't jumped in because now I don't care anymore.
Well, you will care. Give it some time.
I will
when
the draft starts. The buzz starts coming, even though I don't have any picks.
Like I said, you gotta decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
You gotta get Jerry Jones out there with his grave, you know, looking like the Crypt Keeper out there talking to people when they show the Dallas War Room and he's screaming for
something. Even his son looks like the Crypt Keeper. Like, it's not good.
It's hereditary.
Yeah. So you're right.
All right, Josh, since you haven't been here in a while, send us home.
All right. Luckily, I remember how to do this. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit up Eric at Gunzaveld19 on Twitter, Brad is at TacJones, and I'm at FFJoshHughes. The pod is at Empty Wagon FF on Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram. You'll probably get a Snapchat that Eric will be on all the time, ripping selfies. Anyway, if you guys want to hit us up, ask questions, whatever you need to know, we'd love to hear from you guys. Have a great week, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Later.